A prophet is not without honor except in his native place and in his own house. So says our Lord as he preached in his own native town and was not well accepted. Now we must understand a few things here. Because we hear here in this gospel, such is he not the carpenter's son? Well, he was the son of a carpenter or builder. Is his mother not named Mary? Yes, his mother was named Mary, but then he speaks of his brothers and even gives names, James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas, some of whom were his apostles, some of his apostles, and then all his sisters, are they not with us? These, of course, are not blood brothers. They are near relatives. And that we must understand, otherwise we might say, well, then our Lord had other brothers and sisters. No, he didn't. And another lady would not have remained perpetually a virgin. No. He had no other brothers and sisters. These are merely close relatives. And there was only one word in their language for all of those various relatives, including brothers and sisters. There was only one word. And so that's why they say that. But they mean close relatives. But in any case, that is an aside. That is not the exact topic today. These words that our Lord uses, though, he uses for himself, and he proposes the example of the other prophets, and we see a little bit of that in the first reading from the prophet Jeremiah. They weren't easily accepted in their own homes, and thus they couldn't preach much there. Here even our Lord does not work many miracles. They had no faith. This, of course, does not work exactly for the saint we celebrate today, although he did not do much of his work in his own hometown in Naples. Much of his work was spread out throughout southern Italy. We speak of St. Alphonsus of Liguori, who was the founder of the Redemptorists and the complementary sisters of the Redemptorians. Founded his own congregation, but his major work was preaching parish missions. And this he came to even before he founded his own congregation. He was actually an attorney in his early years. And when he was a brilliant attorney, he won all of his cases, very much to the pride of his father. But then he finally, at a rather early age, he was only 28, when he finally lost a case. Unfortunately, he miscued a little bit, didn't fully investigate it, and lost the case. But that shook him. And he came to the realization he was not in a very easy profession. Not a very honest one where he was. And he decided this was not where he needed to be. He felt he was called to the priesthood. And so he left the profession and went to form with a missionary society, actually preparing for parish missions, specifically for that. Much to the chagrins of his father. His father was, in fact, enraged. It took many years before his father came around and accepted his son's vocation. But Alphonsus went on to the priesthood and began parish missions, preaching parish missions, all throughout southern Italy, where there was a need for the lack of faith to bring the faith to all of these people. And thus he began his work, which led also, well, that and through the operations that a sister was helping, for whom he was spiritual director. She was having, actually I think they were locutions, but she was being given various signs and messages, as were, and he was directing her, and it came to the founding of the Congregation of the Redemptorists and the sisters, of whom the sister was one, the Redemptorines, which would then continue this work of preaching parish missions throughout all of Italy. And it took much sacrifice. It was a very hard work, And he too met lots of persecution all throughout, but yet much success. Till finally he was chosen at actually a rather advanced age. He was chosen about 70. He was chosen Bishop of Santakatayagoti, which he served for about 7 years, during which time he also began suffering from a disease that would leave him hunched, to the point his chin was almost to his chest. And after about 7 years, he resigned the position and actually recovered somewhat from the disease, but went to live with his general in Pagani in southern Italy, and continued his work from there, going into senility and finally dying at the age of 91. A long, long life of complete service to God through much persecution, to the point even he was actually, believe it or not, expelled from his own congregation. Able to return, he continued his work, but he had to suffer very much, very intensely, through many long years, but bringing to the point of success, a great success, and a new congregation for the church that would bring salvation to many souls, primarily through preaching parish missions. But so that was not Saint Alphonsus' only work. He was very much a writer. He was an artist, believe it or not. He was also a musician and a poet. He was multi-talented. And he used all of those talents. He's one of the most profligate writers of all time. Several of his works went into about 20 works, I believe, that are one of the most published works. He's one of the most published writers, and several different languages, all of his works, including our own English, of course, they're all available, or most of them, if not all of them. He was also a moral theologian, doctor of moral theology, and we owe much to him, particularly in the area of moral theology and in Mariology. He was also a Marian doctor, and in fact, he never preached without an image of Our Blessed Lady in front of him. In fact, he would come to say that devotion to Mary is a sure sign of your salvation. And so as we reflect on his life and on his work, and there's very much to reflect on here, we seek to follow that life of sacrifice. It is much sacrifice, but we are seeking to give ourselves back to God, and how? Through our Most Blessed Mother. And by doing that, as our saint said, he was the one who also said, at least 15 minutes a day of meditation, reflection, even to the most active layperson, at least 15 minutes every day. But let us follow that and that sacrifice, that life of sacrifice. We are giving ourselves back to God. And we are growing in that His love. And we are given another beautiful opportunity to do that. Today begins, as you know, tomorrow is for us solemnity of Our Lady of the Porciuncula, Our Lady of the Queen of the Angels, of the little portion, which is the small, we'll more on that tomorrow, but is the small little chapel dedicated to her, where our Lord, where St. Francis began the order, and where he acquired a particular indulgence that all of us can gain every year at this time, starting at 12 noon today, and continuing on through midnight tomorrow. And there are three particular requirements. One, either today or tomorrow, starting at noon today through midnight tomorrow, you visit a church, any church, whether a Franciscan one or a parochial one, and you recite an Our Father and a Creed. That's the first one. Secondly, you recite the Our Father and Hail Mary for the intentions of the Holy Father, and you remove all attachment to any sin mortal or venial. And finally, of course, oh, I mentioned already the prayers for the intentions of the Holy Father, the Our Father, and the Creed, and the Hail Mary. Oh, and receiving, going to confession and receiving Holy Communion. And these two can be done within 20 days. So you have 20 days to complete the last two, to receive communion. It's 20 days before or after gaining the indulgence. So it's basically comes out to 20 days now to receive communion, to go to confession and receive Holy Communion. But by doing this, we can gain a plenary indulgence, either applied to yourself or to any other departed soul. A wonderful opportunity to make every effort not to lose. Praise be Jesus and Mary.